Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show with very big news, especially for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. This has been, for the Catholic faith, a very big year so far, with a new pope and now a new bishop for the Catholic diocese. And from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, really just a few moments ago, we learned Pope Leo XIV has accepted the resignation of Bishop David Zubik of the Diocese of Pittsburgh in appointing Bishop Mark A. Ekman as successor. And we are honored to have both bishops on the line with us right now. Good morning, Bishop Zubik and Bishop Ekman.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you.
You have been, and we'll start with you, Bishop Zubik, the bishop of this diocese since 2007. And explain, when they say mandatory retirement age, you are required to send a letter of resignation when you reach the age of 75 at the end of last year, and then the Pope can sometimes keep you in that position, but you have decided to not continue. How does that work?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, Larry, he's the one that makes that decision. So, we as bishops have to send the letter of resignation on on our birthday, the 75th birthday. There's no option to that. That's something we're mandated to do. And then we place it in the hands of the Holy Father. When I sent my letter, I told him that I was willing to stay on as long as he wanted, but was certainly obedient to whatever his decision was. And I'm thrilled with his, not only his decision about allowing me to retire, but most especially for my wonderful, wonderful successor.
And that said, Bishop, I know you've had great physical challenges with your back, and you have battled through that to continue to lead. But there must be a sense of relief on one hand, and on the other, a sense of continuing the mission.
Well, I'm so excited about continuing the mission, and certainly retirement doesn't mean I'm going to step off the stage. I'm going to continue to reach out to our people and to serve in parishes and to do lots of things that a good pastor does, but getting out of the way of dear Bishop Mark. And, relative to all the administrative stuff, I said to him quietly when we were at a very long meeting, I said, and just think, in 24 hours, all this will be yours. So just teasing him, but I know he's going to do a great, great job.
And Bishop Mark A. Ekman, for those that don't know, you're a very Pittsburgh-rooted person. I think a lot of people will take comfort in that, attending St. Valentine Elementary School, South Hills Catholic in Mount Lebanon, graduating from Duquesne, and, of course, being brought on as auxiliary bishop by Bishop Zubik. Congratulations to you.
Well, thanks very much, Larry. It's certainly an honor to be able to serve the diocese. Never expected it to be in this capacity.
And what was your first reaction when you found out, and how did you find out?
Well, last Wednesday I was in a meeting and my phone rang, and I had the nuncio's photo as part of his contact information. So as soon as I saw that, I knew he was going to tell me something. I just didn't know what. So whenever he said, "Are you sitting down?" He always asked that question, and I was. And he said, "Our Holy Father, Pope Leo, has appointed you as Bishop of Pittsburgh." And then he goes, "Is that okay?" And I said, "Yes, it is." I was relieved I didn't have to pack, because that was a fear that I'd have to go to another diocese in another state. So I'm glad that I don't have to pick up and leave.
I think the beauty of this transition, and for those that don't know, Bishop Zubik, you're obviously also a hometown person who grew up in this region. You understand the dynamics of this diocese and the many changes that you've had to make along the way. What's your best advice for Bishop Ekman?
To continue to be as you are, a wonderful, wonderful pastor. You know, the people who have known now Bishop Mark in his past assignments, you know, as pastor of three different parishes, did an outstanding job of really helping people come together. And I know he is a man of great faith, but he's got great love for the people. And you know what? He's the kind of guy that knows what it means to rub shoulders with everybody in the diocese. And I think that's something that we Pittsburghs appreciate, and I know he's going to do really, really well. And you know, my prayers and loyalty are with him, and I know everybody else in the Church of Pittsburgh, and I hope beyond, are going to stand with him.
And Bishop Ekman, I'm sure there's a comfort level in knowing that you have someone to consult as you work your way into this new role.
Yes, very much so, because even though I'm Pittsburgher and been here in the diocese my entire 40 years, you don't know everything. And I've been watching for the last 3.5 years as a bishop everything that Bishop Zubik has been doing, and the list is longer than I ever thought or expected. And I've been writing down all sorts of notes during this past week of what I still need to know and learn and figure out. So I have his number on speed dial, so I'm sure I'll be calling that.
Well, and you know what? You got to know this, Larry, that he has a ringtone when I'm calling him. And for people who know Christian music, the song that plays when I'm calling him is "The Strife Is O'er."
Well, Bishop Zubik, thank you for your service, and it's comforting to know you'll still have a role. And Bishop Ekman, congratulations, and God bless you both, and I appreciate you taking time to share that with our audience this morning.
Appreciate it, Larry.
God bless you and all your listeners, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you, Bishop. Bishop David Zubik and Bishop Mark A. Ekman on the Big K Morning Show. Not only can you listen to KDK, AM and FM, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 that dates back now almost 105 years, but we're on all the new stuff too, and you get that free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and it'll open up a whole new world, and you can now watch us online. The KDK live stream is presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. So, Aaron, in the moment, big news for the Catholic diocese.
So much for the Catholic faith, like you said.
And for those that don't know, the diocese is made up of 3,754 square miles, which is actually a large area in the Commonwealth of southwestern Pennsylvania. The total population in the region is almost 2,615,000. So more than a fourth, more than 25% are Catholic, and that may surprise some people. And the process, as Bishop Zubik described, is when you reach 75, you send your letter of resignation to the Pope. And then many times the Pope might keep a bishop on, but I think, and I'm speculating, Bishop Zubik's health concerns about his back. He has battled through multiple surgeries and issues. It probably you know, and I'm sure we have a new pope in the
Just
Vatican.
So he can
yeah.
start to ease up a little.
And for transition purposes, it makes sense mm-hmm. that you have somebody that knows the area, knows the region, rather than bringing someone new in that would be a large learning curve.
Right.
And that said, Mark Ekman, soon to be officially the bishop, is, as I mentioned in our interview moments ago, is a Pittsburgh guy. So he went to South Hills Catholic in Mount Lebanon, St. Valentine's Elementary School then, Duquesne University, went on to become a priest and studied at St. Vincent Seminary in Latrobe. And he's been a priest since May 11th, 1985. So this is a big year for him, too.
Good. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's a long time.
That is.
40 years.
To step, yeah.
So I'm sure he and his family are very excited. And with a new pope who happens to be the first American, it'll be interesting to see what kind of relationship and we develop with, you know, what otherwise. Now, I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk to Bishop Ekman at times over the coming months.
Right, to learn his vision, his plans.
Yeah. But in the region, that's a big deal. Also coming up from the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Dr. Winfred Craig, there are many opportunities. When we talk about each and every week with Rich Fitzgerald, the job opportunities that are here and will be here, that's what Dr. Winfrey does, is help train and connect people to those jobs.
It's so exciting to think about the younger generations and as they graduate. I mean, we have CMU, Pitt, Duquesne, Point Park, and to know that a lot of opportunities are opening up for them to stay here is really exciting.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and you have heard through especially the last few months of all of the innovations, artificial intelligence community, all the stuff going on around the region. And you know what they need? They need people. And joining us is Dr. Winfred Craig, who is the man behind that with the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, unlocking opportunities through tech. Doc, good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be on your show again.
Well, that's very kind of you, and a privilege to have you share how you can connect people with these new jobs in tech. So where do we start?
You know, once again, the Urban League is its mission is continued in force. These jobs or these possibilities, these training that I can forge a relationship between our constituents and employers, giving the pathway to economic and self-sufficiency, sustainable wages. So therefore, what we're offering certification classes, not certificate, but certification classes and CompTIA A+ certification, Amazon Web Services certification, Cisco CCNA, cybersecurity, entrepreneurship and business planning to unlock the minds of individuals who have a great idea but didn't have the opportunity to pursue it. And also the Microsoft Office Specialist, which is we call the MOUSE certification. Like I said again, these are not certifications that the Urban League is given. We train so you can take the certification exam so you can be qualified in these areas. And I think it's extremely important because there is free training. And not only that, the Urban League will work towards finding jobs and opportunities in those particular disciplines, whereas you are being trained in with the appropriate wages associated with that training. For an example, the CompTIA A Plus certification, you're looking at a starting wage of $45,000 to $50,000. That is what we're looking to get you employed in with benefits associated with that. So those are the things that we are doing. And I think it's especially in the time where we are, we have to invest our time into areas that we can explore generational prosperity. One of the other courses we offer is Google Artificial Intelligence that is sponsored by Google, and the training is instructed by Google. So these are things that I would like for our audience to really consider to be part of these great opportunities to work towards a possibility of a job in the technological areas.
We're with Dr. Winfred Craig with the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. That said, Doctor, do you have to be a minority to qualify for these free training courses?
Absolutely not. This is not a time that we are looking just straight minorities. That's one of our focus as the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. But this is open to everybody who have given them an opportunity to upskill, given them an opportunity to change direction, giving them opportunity to increase their knowledge. This is just a fantastic opportunity, which is free. And this type of certification training costs $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. And the textbooks are included.
That is a great opportunity. Now, are there any prerequisites or special requirements that anyone interested should know about?
No, I think the requirements are your dedication. You have to dedicate yourself that you're going to start and finish this course. It's tough, yes, but we have instructors. Our instructors are well qualified. For an example, the person who's teaching at Cisco is a Cisco engineer. The person who is teaching at AWS is an engineer. The person who is teaching the Microsoft is a specialist in these. Cybersecurity as well. So just be dedicated. But we will vet you. For an example, if you want to come in and start off at cybersecurity or Amazon Web Services and you don't have any background in any type of computer knowledge and infrastructure and LAN and WAN, we'll say, look, you need to start here and then you can build yourself up. So, no, there's no prerequisite. Just the dedication.
So how does someone enroll?
They need to go on our website, www.ulpgh.org. You will see technology courses, classes, and you will read through all the definitions and the narrative about each course. Then you click on, I want to register here. I want to register. And the registration pops up, put in your information, and we will be in contact with you.
Appreciate what you're doing in our community, Doc. I really do. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Winfred Craig, who is with the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Again, if you want to reach out, ulpgh.org.
Persky and White News Desk, big news for the Pittsburgh Diocese. David Zubik retiring as the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Zubik's successor will be Auxiliary Bishop Mark Ekman, who told the BK Morning Show just this past hour he's learned a lot from his predecessor.
And I've been writing down all sorts of notes during this past week of what I still need to know and learn and figure out. So I have his number on speed dial, so I'm sure I'll be calling that.
And the fact that they know each other and Bishop Ekman is a Pittsburgh native will help in the transition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, Zubik is an institution, as Rich Fitzgerald mentioned earlier today. Pittsburgh Regional Transit facing drastic funding and service cuts, as is the case with transit agencies all across Pennsylvania. Well, today, a huge rally is set to take place in just a little over an hour from now in Harrisburg, as leaders try to avert what they call a crisis.
You don't need some fancy analyst to explain to you that if folks can't get to work, that employer can't produce their product, can't deliver their service, can't make sure we make lives better.
Governor Josh Shapiro, so today at 10 o'clock, yeah, that big gathering to see if it bears any fruit, Pat. Important.
Yep, very important. And there are growing worries about President Trump's tariffs that just went into effect overnight, some new tariffs. However, all the buzz in Washington this morning is over Elon Musk's denunciation of the Trump budget bill as a disgusting abomination. That's a quote.
Shocking. And I'll tell you why. Because he had donated at least $50 million to the campaign.
Yes.
He became the figurehead of DOGE. The object was to cut fat. And then he was getting mega feedback after, particularly when he had the chainsaw, right?
Yeah.
And
oh, that's right.
Slowly things started to unravel. And he was with Donald Trump in the White House on Friday, right before the president flew here. And they announced that, yeah, while he's stepping down from daily work, he would still be a consultant. But something happened over the weekend for him to come out that strongly against the budget.
Yeah, yeah. He says, I can't take it anymore, I think is what he said.
that sounds like that old movie Network.
Yes, that's right.
Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I happen to have it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.